Welcome to CodyCast. This is Cody Allen's podcast.
Here's a guy with a tough outside exterior, and yet he's a teddy bear inside. Big heart, great guy, so talented, singer, songwriter, incredible performer, Brantley Gilbert.
Brantley?
What's going on, brother?
Thank you for calling in. I always loved catching up with you. It's been a little bit. I think the start of the quarantine was when we last talked. Obviously, we're all anxious to get things back to normal, and you and all the country music artists back out on the road. So is it happening? Are we almost there? Are you ready?
I'm way past ready. I think it's safe to say certifiably I'm a road dog. It's what I was born for. It's what I'm supposed to do. And the sooner they get me out there, the better. It's been great being home, spending time, seeing the kids every day, yeah. Which was honestly, man, that's just something I never thought. You know, very seldom that I would get to do.
Yeah.
But it's been great being able to see them every day. But I'm pretty sure everybody here is about as ready for me to go on the road.
Is it in sight? Do you have dates you're looking at?
Well, it's really frustrating right now because it seems like there's light at the end of the tunnel every week. Like, we'll have a couple of days pop up, and then like we had Red Rocks, and it was supposed to be in April and yeah. or May, and it hung in there until last week, and then just a few days ago, and then it went away. So it's one of those things, man. It's hard to get excited, and I'm to the point now where I feel like I had to, you know, kind of recenter my expectations, because I was kind of setting myself up for.
Yeah, you get your hopes up and they call you and say, we can't do it. I mean, it's just, yeah, you're right. You just have to like lower the bar a little bit. By the way, I love your garage. You turned the whole garage into the doghouse. That kept you a little busy over this time, right?
For sure, man. We had a couple of projects. This was definitely the big one. It's about 7,500 square foot. And the bus is in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like me and the band guys and the crew guys built it, you know, and everybody kind of, but everybody had a big hand in it. And it's so cool. Everybody's been to hang now that it's done. We've done a live stream show from here, done a few shoots. We've done, you know, we got a buddy's worth out of it really quick. But it's, I mean, we end every day here. Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, the guys will swing by and there's somebody different here every night. But most of the time it's BPJ and Steve. But it's awesome, man. It's been great.
We should come and do a Hot 20 show down there, I think. I mean, that'd be cool to be in the doghouse. I know you got land right there too, which would be fun to shoot at.
Oh, man, it's fun. And we have two or three different, like, well, you can make as many setups as you want. Yeah. And I got hooks up, supposed to be bringing in like a roll down green screen at some point, and it's gonna be a one-stop shop for for everything.
Maybe we could roll down the screen. The green screen could be Red Rocks. If we can't actually go there, it could be Red Rocks behind us.
Yeah, there you go.
Has this time been more productive when it comes to writing and recording music, or has it been tougher, or has it been easier?
You know, it's kind of been a little bit of all those things mm-hmm. at different times. It's like the Zoom right thing was not for me. I didn't do that well. It's just, man, there's something about being in a room and there being a vibe in that room and open conversation and being there in person. It just is irreplaceable to me. Mm-hmm. But you know, we gave it a shot, and I did do some writing, like over the phone and I guess some Zoom stuff, more FaceTime conversational stuff with guys that I'm close with, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. They'd send a track and we'd work back and forth on lyrics, and that was fun. And you know, we're working on some new stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, it's been you know, we're starting to pick up, you know, the creative parts of my job that I really enjoy. A lot of the quarantine, we've been busy, but it's been all those parts of your job that you maybe aren't that stoked about.
Well, your latest song really speaks to the moment, Hard Days. You know, a lot of people going through tough times, and it's kind of true. Those I mean, the obstacles really make you appreciate the good times more, like the song says. So has that been the case with you over this time? Like, I mean, we're all going to appreciate, like, I know from my perspective, getting back on the road and, like, doing the TV show or the radio stuff, like, in person and with humans around. I'm going to appreciate it so much more next time I do it versus, you know, before where you just kind of took it for granted.
For sure. No doubt. Right. And you know, it's also been a time to kind of, you know, recenter perspective. Like, you get a little aggravated and frustrated that we're not out on the road doing what we love to do. And then, you know, you turn around and hear stories about folks that are literally struggling to pay the bills and just make ends meet right now. So,
yeah,
you know, it's crazy, man. But yeah, I'd be lying if I told you this, it'd been a blast and I'd enjoyed it. It was good for me and the family. It has definitely not brought out the best version of me. And a lot of that's my fault, you know.
Have you got any new ink since you have in the last year? Any of the new normal sort of inspired any new tattoos?
For sure, dude, you know, for the longest, I'm pretty sure I've talked to you about it. Like, I was going to leave my right arm blank. Yep. You know, I said I was going to leave that open so my kids knew what my skin looked like. It is now sleeved out.
Wow.
My right hand's done. Did a bunch of stuff on my back. Really, honestly, caught up on a lot of tattoo work. But yeah, got the state of Georgia on my shoulder. My right arm's kind of my patriotic arm. Kind of started with the flag and the Declaration, and then we worked our way up from there.
Yeah, I saw you have a product as well. I think it's called Brantley Gilbert Selects. I wanted to ask about this. It's like a subscription service of some kind. What are you selecting? Is it meats, though? Is that what it is? Is
it meat?
Is it meats? Selects? What?
Shit, no.
I don't know what it is. I didn't know what is it?
So, that's hilarious, dude. That's what I'm going to start telling people it is.
I thought it was a box of meats, like different like cuts. Is it not?
No. God, no. Okay. You know, that's an idea, though. I'm going to start sending people, you know, here's Brantley Selects, here's some meat. That is hilarious. I'm sorry. Let me get back on point here. It's selected handcrafted items. I can't have a straight face now. You got me jacked. It's basically, you've seen like women, a lot of women have like subscription boxes, like Birch boxes. You've heard
of
those?
Yes, I have. Uh-huh.
Where they can like gift each other.
Honest to God, I thought it was a meat box. Because, you know, what's that? What do they call those meat boxes they send you? Like the frozen meats?
I hate it when people do that. Yeah. I got a guy that sends me one every Christmas.
Yes.
And you can't ever find anywhere to put it. So the way you said it, dude, was so classic. Are these meats? I'm mailing people my meat.
Omaha Steaks. That's what I was thinking about. The ones that
yes, that those are them.
That's what I thought your business was. Sorry. So, what items might I find in the box? Would there be candles or like a?
I'm just. There actually is a candle. It's called Blue Ridge Campfire. And it smells like you're in the Blue Ridge Mountains, cuddled up to a fire that somebody else made with a grizzly bear. And those you know. Yeah, it's we did a QVC commercial that's like on our YouTube channel and on our website. We're like, we were trying to do it serious, and we ended up with this like setup, this camera setup that was really funny. And I just kind of, you know, when you get frustrated and you're shooting stuff, sometimes you just kind of joke around and go off on something. I did that, and that's the cut that we ended up using. So there's some pretty outlandish things that get said, but it's basically like, it's a really nice bag that we send out, and there's everything in there from knives to like some tactical stuff, you know, candles, beard balm. And then, you know, there's a lot of outdoor stuff, like just in kind of encourages people to get outside with the family.
Love it. All right. Well, I will get the good word out about the Brantley Gilbert Selects and
the meats.
And the meats. All right. you're also doing the Brantley Gilbert Trail Ride, which I know a lot more about that than I do the Selects. So this is coming up, and I love that you're doing this for ACM Lifting Lives, the COVID-19 Response Fund. So tell me about that, and when is that coming up? Is that pretty soon?
Yeah, that's the 17th in Huntsville, Tennessee. And Whiskey Jams jumped on board, man. And
oh, cool.
Anytime their name's on something, I get excited about it because, you know, they don't halfway do anything. And we're going to have a lot of fun, man. It's a trail ride, so we'll get real muddy, get some Polaris's out and have a good time, jump some stuff, run some stuff through the mud, maybe wreck some stuff if it's a real good time. And then it have a little show afterwards. You know, kind of it's a more intimate, like, acoustic thing. It's going to be a ton of fun. Yeah. We're stoked.
And one last thing before I let you go. I guess last night they released the King Kong versus Godzilla movie. So I wondered if you had to put your money on one or the other. And I haven't watched the movie. I don't know who wins at the end of it, King Kong or Godzilla. Who would your money be on of the two of them?
You know what? We actually have a movie night tonight where a bunch of the guys are coming, and we're watching that tonight.
Oh, awesome. I was thinking about watching it tonight, too. Who's your bet? Who you betting on? In fact, I think all you and all the guys ought to take bets and make this. And whoever, gets it right, you split the money between you.
Yeah, like it's a heavyweight title fight.
Right. That'll make it a lot more fun tonight.
DraftKings ought to pick this up.
Exactly. Along with Brantley Gilbert Selects.
Whoever that wins, we're going to mail you some meats. man, I don't know. You know what? Like, Godzilla seems to do some pretty serious damage. Huh. But King Kong ain't no joke neither, man. So, I don't know. I wouldn't really want a piece of neither one of them. But I'm going to pull for Kong.
Me too. Why do I want Kong to win? Although I'm with you, Godzilla, I feel like, has got the fire out of his mouth. And that's, that could stop you in your tracks if you're Kong, right?
It's kind of like cheating, you know, but I feel like Kong's a mammal, so we're on the same team. You know, Godzilla's on the reptile side of things. I got like three fears in life: snakes, sharks, and commitment. Snakes are reptiles, so that's the other thing.
All right, well, let's watch tonight. I'll text you and I, let's text each other when we find out who the winner
that
is.
That sounds like All right. a plan. All right. That's like the winner gets some meats, and hey, you know, it's probably going to end up like all these big ones do. When they do anything versus anybody, it's like some kind of truce. If that happens,
yes,
I'm so disappointed.
It better not, especially when they call the movie King Kong versus Godzilla. Literally, they're making it out to be a heavyweight fight.
Yeah,
someone's got to win. There can't be a tie.
No, I'll retire from movie.
Brantley, thank you for the time. Always great to catch up with you.
Yeah, brother, that was a good one. That was probably going to stick.
See you later. Okay.
Bye.
This has been CodyCast. Subscribe now on iTunes. Listen anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Cody is heard on hundreds of radio stations across America and seen on CMT Hot 20 Countdown every weekend. For more, go to cmtcody.com.